Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. Go back again. This impeachment proceeding, this criminal phase, is full of nuggets. Here's some great nuggets. Sadly, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Do you remember Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon lady from Georgia? She campaigned as QAnon. She believed in QAnon. Now she's saying, well, she has second thoughts because Kevin McCarthy twisted her arm. She's QAnon. She's the one that said that Nancy Pelosi should be executed. She liked the fact that somebody said that Obama and Hillary Clinton should be hanged. She has no business being in the Congress. Fortunately, they stripped her of her committee assignment, so she has nothing to do. She roams around the halls like a ghost, doing nothing. Unfortunately, however, her polls have gone up ever since she was stripped of her committee assignments. They didn't go up a ton. I mean, she's still unpopular, but here's what it is. Her popularity among Republicans was only 19% before she was stripped of her assignments. Now, as a result of the stripping, it went up to 30%. It went up 11 points. 70% of Republicans still disapprove of her, but before, it was 81%. Among all voters, not just Republicans, on the other hand, because that includes Democrats, her approval rating had been 18% before she was stripped. Now it's 13%. So the average person gets it. The average person gets it. And her unfavorability among all voters, including Democrats, before that had been 41%. And now with the Republicans kicking in, she improved it somewhat, but not a ton. So what is it? I think that I took a look at some of the interviews, man on the street type interviews with voters in her district. And a lot of them are just wowed by the fact that she's being covered by TV, that she has name recognition, that anybody cares about her, even mentions her name. A lot of them think all of politics is BS. At least we have somebody who's famous. That's really how pathetic a lot of voters are when they come to analyzing this kind of thing. So there you have it from Marjorie Taylor Greene. One development that I think is very favorable. You know that the DA in Manhattan is investigating Trump and his businesses for tax fraud and money laundering and other financial crimes. The benefit of that is that if and when they do prosecute, those are very traditional, vanilla crimes, happen all the time among wealthy people in the financial and real estate industry, and they do not make exceptions. No one can plausibly say that they are singling Trump out if he did these things, and it looks like he did. However, we have just gotten word that the Fulton County, Georgia state prosecutor has started a criminal investigation into Donald Trump over that extortion call to Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State, asking him to come up with, I think it was 1,780 votes. In other words, one vote more than Trump lost by. If you listen to the tape, thank God Raffensperger taped it. He's wheedling. He's saying, look, just come up with 11,780. You know, this, you know, you could be in criminal trouble if you don't do that. Somebody commented, and it's true, that if that had been a Chicago alderman, they would have been in jail right now for doing that. Just because he's president doesn't exempt Trump. And this prosecutor, Attorney Fannie Willis, in Fulton County, Georgia, is very determined to do this. I originally thought, and I said this on the show a long time ago, that in general, I thought it would be a bad idea to criminally prosecute Trump. This is before we had a lot of this information. It was well before the extortion call to Brad Raffensperger. And my reasoning was this, you know, it's very common in Asia, in jihadist cultures, in Africa, even in South America, New president comes in, the old guy gets thrown in jail. It's kind of a Bush League, third world type of move. It happens in Europe too. Romania is in Europe. Bucharest is in Europe. I've been to Bucharest, nice city. However, and Transylvania is nearby. Yeah, that Transylvania, that is where the vampires are. At least the tourists say they are. But they had a premier named Ciescu and his wife, and they were crooked. Crooked as a dog's hind legs, stole a lot of money, were authoritarian. On Christmas Day, 31 years ago, they were executed. In Europe, they were executed. So we don't want that kind of stuff normally, but I have changed my mind on Trump. I don't think he should be executed, obviously, but he has committed so many crimes that have badly damaged our country and our democracy, that I think if he is not criminally convicted, if there's not some societal statement of outrage at this kind of conduct, that it'll be normalized and people in his party, like the Cruises and the Hawleys and the and don't get me started on Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, Wormwood. Don't get me started on Wormwood. Wormwood put out a statement yesterday. They asked him what he thought about the video, the 13 minutes, and he said, that makes it even less likely he'll be convicted. There'll be even more votes for him after that. Wormwood knows no shame. He is a worm. He rats. He continues to rat. He was for McCain and opposed Trump because he thought Trump couldn't win. Trump wins, and he rats out McCain, goes Trump. January 6th, they have the insurrection. Wormwood goes, well, I'm not going to be part of that, and he rats out Trump. But suddenly, since then, enough people are afraid of Trump, he rats back. He rats all the time. But people like that, they're going to get a lot of courage out of if nothing happens to Trump, he just runs again and blah, blah, blah. The extortion call that he made to Brad Raffensperger in Georgia is a felony. It's extortion. It's a clear felony. And from the press reports, the financial documents that have been produced, the kinds of things he did with taxes and with his financial dealings. And remember, New York is the financial capital of the United States and the financial capital of the world, really. Everything goes through New York eventually. And what he did there transfers over $20 million to Ivanka Trump and deducts it as a consulting fee. Consulting fee. Listen, if you took a big chunk of your salary, turned it over to your children and said they consult for you, and then you deducted it so that you didn't really pay any much income tax on it, but it still stayed in the family, you would be charged by a prosecutor. So do not try it. He does it routinely. He undervalues or overvalues real estate routinely, depending on whether he wants to get a loan or he's paying taxes. So I think that there is a very good chance. There is a third prosecutor, the U.S. attorney in Washington, who could prosecute him for the insurrection. All he'd have to do is show that 13-minute video to a jury. And all they would have to show is the impeachment manner's description, brick by brick, building up the violence, the grooming of the mob, the fraud, the $50 million in advertising to get the mob to go there, mob talk, like obliquely. Yeah, you're not going to have a country. You have to show strength. Get up there. I'm going to go with you. Mob talk, oblique, so that he claims that the words themselves are ambiguous. It's not ambiguous when you look at the video and you look at what he did for 2 or 3 months before. So, but I think the best chances of prosecution are Georgia and New York. And I think they should. Now, what's going to happen if he's prosecuted? There may be a move to have Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, and militia come from around the country. This time, Joe Biden will nationalize the National Guard. He can do that, federalize it. Dwight Eisenhower did that. National Guard normally is under the governor's jurisdiction. And back when Eisenhower was president in Arkansas and Alabama and elsewhere, people defied court orders. Governors did to require African-American students to go to segregated schools. And they called out the National Guard to keep the kids out. And you know what Dwight Eisenhower did? He was the general in the Army. He was the guy that won World War II. He chuckled. He said, okay. He sends a general down there with an executive order that said, I nationalize, I federalize your state National Guard. They're under my command now, which he can do. And here's what you're going to do. Not only are you not going to bar these kids, you're going to escort them in. So that was a real president. And Biden will do that too. And there'll be National Guard there. And if Oath Keepers and the QAnon shaman, if he's out of jail, the guy with the fur and the horns and the war paint start showing up, people start showing up with guns and poles to stab people, gouge their eyes out, and they're going to be arrested. The mob will be arrested. I think that has to be done. I think if you just give him a pass because there are corrupt Republican legislators who won't give the Democrats the two-thirds necessary to impeach him and bar him from office in the future. And the barring from office is only majority vote, but it can't happen until he is convicted on impeachment. If they just blow this off, you had Kent Conrad, the Dakota, says, he chuckles and he goes, I don't know why they're so worried about Trump in 2024. He wasn't moved by that video at all. He didn't care as cops were being beaten, dragged down the stairs, screaming for mercy. He didn't care. He did not care. Wormwood, crooked Lindsey Graham didn't care. Cruz didn't care. Hawley sat up in the gallery with his feet up on the chair ahead of him reading stuff and deliberately blowing it off. He didn't care either. None of them care. None of them care except six senators, which we included Cassidy this time, who just couldn't stomach this anymore, Cassidy of Louisiana. So are we going to get 17 votes over the 50 Democrats this time? I think we'll get five, maybe six. It is possible we will get 17. Nothing is impossible. If people start hearing from enough constituents that they won't vote for him in a general election ever again, if they don't convict Trump, they're going to be a lot less worried about Trump in a primary. It's not going to do him any good when they get to the general election. That's the political calculation. But you don't have statesmen, by and large, in the Republican Party in the Senate. You simply don't have statesmen. You simply don't have statesmen. So the Fulton County, Georgia prosecutor going after Trump. Going after Trump, very, very good news. Very good news. One other piece of good news. Mackenzie Scott, the divorced wife of Jeff Bezos, just gave $25 million to United Way in Milwaukee and Waukesha County. $25 million. That's the biggest gift they've ever had. It's a lot of cabbage. It's a little skin off of her nose. She's worth, she is probably the wealthiest woman in the world. She got almost half of Amazon, doing real well. But God bless her. Thank you very much, Mackenzie Scott, United Way, Milwaukee, Waukesha, plenty of worthy people that need the money and the support. Thank you to Mackenzie Scott, $25 million. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about COVID quickly. COVID. There is some good news, some disturbing news. Let's talk about it right now. Disturbing news. Based on a poll, pretty accurate poll, 30% of Americans say that they either definitely will not get the vaccine or probably won't. A little over 30%. 15% of them said they will never get the vaccine. They're anti-vaxxers. Another 17% said that they probably would not. They might be persuadable. Here's the problem with that, those figures. Let's say it's 30%. That means 70% that said they will or probably will. Probably not every one of them will. Well, when you talk about herd immunity, 70% is on the low end. You want herd immunity more up around 80%. If 80% of the people are immunized, have gotten the vaccine, as a practical matter, it's very, very hard for the virus to replicate, to mutate, and to come up with different strains. Something's got to be done. And Trump was a big part of it, kind of making fun of masks, making fun, you know, of the vaccine. You know, well, what the heck? They think that something like bleach in their veins is just as good. Some people actually did put bleach in their veins. His anti-science approach hurt a lot. Biden's will help. But there has got to be concerted public education, and frankly, concerted advocacy among people who are really well regarded in all communities, that this business about vaccine hesitancy, and I'm tired of tickling people under the chin with a turkey feather about a vaccine. Get it. You know, some people say, well, it's my right not to get it and all that. And the fact of the matter is that as none of your business, well, it is my business, because it's one thing to say, you know, you don't have to do this or you don't have to do that. It's quite another thing to say you don't have to do this or that. But the minute you walk up next to me in a store or something, you could give me a fatal disease. Now, I'm getting vaccinated. We're all going to get vaccinated. But this is wrong. The courts have held that employers can require somebody to be vaccinated. And if they're not, they can lose their job. Now, this has to be a linkage between the vaccination and their job. In other words, if somebody's only working remotely, that wouldn't fly. But if somebody's in a meatpacking plant or something where you're working with other employees, they have rights too. They have rights too. And some people would say, if they're just libertarians, well, it's the Darwin effect. People that aren't vaccinated will die in greater numbers and their genes are out of the gene pool. Well, it's pretty cold. It's a very cold thing to say. But other than that, no, it's not just their genes are out of the gene pool. They will contaminate healthy people who are not vaccine resistant, but are either too young at this point or whatever to get the vaccine. So 30%, actually a little more, say they won't get the vaccine or they probably won't. And that's just wrong. Requires a concerted effort. We're not benefited. We're not benefited by a corrupt Republican majority, gerrymandered majority in the state legislature who even resists masks. We're not benefited. Let me talk about masks. Data just came out from the CDC, Center for Disease Control. If you double mask, and they recommend a base mask of one of those surgical masks you've seen, then a cloth mask over it, it keeps out more than 95 or 6% of the virus. More than 95 or 6%. The reason for 95 or 96, no one ever says 100, because that's perfection and there's never perfection, but as a practical matter, you are not going to pick up the virus if you do that with two masks. The state gerrymandered illegitimate legislature, the Republicans, their caucus, say no masks. We don't want a mask mandate from the governor because we don't want him to get credit politically. That's sick, but if that's what you say, okay, then pass it yourself. No, we're not going to pass it ourselves because our base doesn't want it because Trump said you don't have to wear masks. And Trump got COVID and he came out of it stronger, he says. And he goes, they misquote Nietzsche and they say, well, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's not what he said. And it ignores all of his philosophy. These people drive me nuts. It drives me nuts to listen to him trying to pontificate. So double mask, wear a base surgical mask and a cloth one over and tighten it so there's no wiggle room around the side, and you will be protected 95, 6% or higher of all viruses. And get the vaccine. Sign up. I know it's a hassle. There are a lot of distribution issues that are being worked out. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. One other odd fact, and people don't know the history of it, so I'm going to give you the history of it. There's a right-wing commentator named Charlie Sykes. I know Charlie Sykes. Charlie Sykes, before he worked for WTMJ in Milwaukee and before he had his own show every week, conservative, had worked for WISN-TV, my client, and he'd been a reporter, been a good reporter, but he decided to go on. And now he's national. You'll see him. He's a contributor on MSNBC, and he has his own blog and podcast and all that. He announced yesterday, Charlie Sykes, that he is no longer a Republican. Charlie Sykes is no longer a Republican. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you a little history. At one time, Charlie Sykes never was a Republican. Charlie Sykes, in the early 1970s, ran for the assembly as a Democrat. As a Democrat. Charlie Sykes was a liberal Democrat. His father, Jay Sykes, I knew him, was a friend of mine, was a liberal TV commentator on the old Channel 18. He had me on his show back in the 70s. Charlie was a Democrat. He went neocon under Ronald Reagan. He got mesmerized by Ronald Reagan, went neocon, sort of like Bolton. And, you know, so they were harder on Iran than a lot of people. I don't think that everything they said was actually wrong, but Charlie Sykes sucked along in the Republican Party until he saw Trump. Then he realized that the Republican Party is an authoritarian party, and he's now getting out. Well, he's not just getting out. He's going back to his roots. He's going back to the roots of Jay Sykes and him running for the assembly, I think it was, in 1972 as a Democrat. We're coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn Direct, back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stand by for some great programming. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils. And on Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's get local. Outside the Pizza Box, my favorite with Pizza Box Mike. Max Inc. Radio. A lot of great programming coming up. But we're signing off for today. The proceeding in the Senate chambers will continue on the impeachment. The last 8 hours of Jamie Raskin, the impeachment managers, and they probably won't use the whole 8 hours. They're doing a great job with a great case. So signing off for today, Matt Flynn Direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow.